Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, please discuss Drew Barrymore and how her dating life is no more. She went on television crying and complaining about how it's so hard for her to find a date, because she can't bring men home because she has two daughters that she doesn't want to disturb. She's virtue signaling that she's a good mother, because she doesn't want to bring strange men home into her bed with her kids around. She was on CBS Morning and is called brave for opening up about how difficult it is to date as a single mother. It makes me smile to see her suffer after hitting the wall. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's good to see that you guys actually want to see more train wreck videos of post-wall celebrities. If you want them, then I'll keep on making them. They seem to be popular for whatever reason. This story is probably just her looking for attention and relevance now. She spoke to Bobby Burke of Queer Eye for her talk show. CBS also brought her on after seeing a clip of her crying about how she can't find a man. Because once again, it's one of those stories where people want to see celebrities suffer. But how can anyone take an actress's tears seriously when she's paid to cry on cue? Especially after she's had practice acting for over 40 years, since she was a little girl. But most people are stupid and they can't recognize crocodile tears when they see them. She's just manipulating her fans and audience to feel sympathy for her. People that don't like her will probably watch to see her so-called pain because that'll make them feel better too and keep her in their thoughts. It worked on you, Mr. Anonymous. Besides getting more views and attention, she's probably hoping that some powerful Hollywood type will talk to and shame some single men out there from rich Hollywood to basically date her. Seeing her upset and single triggers own group preference in women, and men instinctively rush to the aid of the woman that's in trouble. Women think one day they might actually be in her position too, so they might work real hard to hook a sister up to build up some social currency in case the same thing happens to them one day. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Drew Barrymore going from Charlie's Angels to middle-aged MILF Clown World Show. This woman really thinks her audience is that stupid. Why can't you just meet with men someplace else and hire a babysitter or nanny for the night like normal divorced women? It's not like she can't afford to rent a hotel room or a whole house on Airbnb for the night. What about her children seeing her cry on television and then feeling guilty because their mother is unhappy because of them? Because if they weren't around, then she could go out and date strange men. You know for sure that her kids are watching their mommy on television and they probably don't understand ratings and media attention and why she did what she did. I wouldn't be surprised if her daughters were miserable like the daughters of the last celebrity story I covered with Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards. With Drew Barrymore, I was only able to find this one rare photo of the three of them together, and boy oh boy, don't these daughters look super happy. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but when Barrymore is smiling ear to ear, and they look shy and upset, you know it's not looking good. I couldn't find any other photos of the three of them because she's wise to keep them away from the camera, if they look as unhappy as they look in this photo. Again, it's only one photo, so I don't want to reach any conclusions. I don't know for sure, but with Drew, I suspect that the problem is that she probably wants a high-end Hollywood man with lots of fame and fortune, and she's not willing to settle down with someone with less money and status, so she'll end up being single forever. It's not like she's suffering financially, just emotionally. Maybe her and Charlize Theron could go out and pretend to reenact the film Grey Gardens, except with money. Barrymore played the part of the younger daughter in there that was almost married to JFK, supposedly. But with Barrymore, it's her success that's made her single. She's worth roughly $125 million. So how many men with more money than that in their 40s and early 50s are going to want to be with a child star of E.T. that's starting to look more and more like E.T. herself, with each passing day, with her wrinkles and all? Barrymore's excuse is that she doesn't want her daughters meeting someone until she spent a long time getting to know the man first. Maybe she spends way too much time smothering her daughters and doesn't have time to date. She said she's had occasional dates over the last few years, but the pandemic has derailed her plans. She's also been married 3 times already, so that's a lot of emotional damage, and the longest she's been married for was less than 5 years. The other 2 marriages lasted less than 2 years. She says she doesn't actually want to get married again and wants to just do the whole promise ceremony thing. Odds are the last divorce hurt her financially, although somehow she won a settlement from her second husband, Tom Green, for $300,000. Now that she's a single mother, she's trying to make herself out to look like the victim, instead of someone that has everything going for her in life. Two daughters, a talk show, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a movie career, and I think a TV show called Santa Clarita Diet, as well, that she did recently. But it's not enough if she doesn't have a man on her arm to give her attention that she can use as an emotional tampon and do him some emotional harm. It's hilarious how she had to do an interview with a gay man and use him and her audience as an emotional tampon instead. That's the really shitty part about psychological transference. If you're a woman and you don't have a man to dump your emotional sludge onto, then you might do that to your children or anyone else that'll actually listen to you. Odds are she can afford an army of nannies, and she's just insulting single mothers everywhere that can't afford to feed their kids. Under her crying videos on Twitter, I see tons of women posting that the struggle is real, and they're showing their support and sympathy. Meanwhile, all most of them probably want is likes for their Twitter posts and reposts. They're riding the wave of her media attention, hoping to pick up some of their own. Women are so predictable like that, always looking for a man or woman, for that matter, that matters more than they do to pony up to. Drew has been single for 6 years and the whole world has stopped and started listening to her complain about her life. Of course, they listen because they want to see her suffer. I'm also glad that most of the people on Twitter weren't brainwashed and actually could see what she was doing, and that it was all just for attention. But remember, she's one of the few people that made it all the way from being a child star into a successful adult actress. I don't know anyone that cares about what happened to Macaulay Culkin or Haley Joel Osment, the kid from Forrest Gump and The Sixth Sense. No one cares about how tragic their adult lives are because, number one, they are males, and number two, they aren't successful and have careers anymore. Notice how people still care about Britney Spears because of her so-called bad parents. But as a male, you can't cry to people and say that you're a single father and you can't date anymore because your ex-wife took you to the cleaners. Society will just yell at you and tell you to man up, and that your ex-wife deserves every penny of your money. If you call out Drew for doing any of those things, I said in this video that she can turn it around on you and call you a monster that doesn't want a single mother to succeed. If anyone out there knows any other photos of Drew and her daughters looking all depressed, please leave a link in the description. You can tell a lot about a mother by the way her children look while in her company. I suspect with Drew Barrymore, the same thing that happened to Madonna and Denise Richards and her families is going to happen to her too. Once her daughters get old enough, they'll probably permanently live with their father. Barrymore has already mentioned that her ex-husband is remarried, and he has a wonderful family with his new wife. The question we should be asking is, if he has such a wonderful family with another woman, then why didn't he have a wonderful family with you, Drew? Could that be the reason? You can see where I'm going with this. In another 10 to 15 years, her daughters will probably move away, and she won't even see it coming because she was too busy looking for a rich man to come into her. She needs to find an actor like David Spade or Rob Schneider to get together with if she's lucky. Some B-movie misfit that will tolerate and absorb her emotional tampon moods. I was talking to someone recently about how women need to be in relationships. If they aren't in them, then they tend to feel really bad. Far worse than men do. Especially since as men age, we tend to be done once we're done procreating. But with women, their instinct is they need a man for basic survival, because in a state of nature without a man, they would be dead. So you can understand why Drew is crying on national television and freaking out. It's probably a matter of life and death for her. Or at least that's the way she feels about it. Never underestimate your natural impulses to do rational things and feel things that are there for survival in a world with scarcity and not one with abundance. After all, food was never plentiful as it is now, as long as the supply chains hold out in your area. Whole Foods has been having supply chain issues with alkaline water, and I'm glad they did that because it forced me to figure out how to deal with my reflux differently, and it saved me over $100 a month in the process. That's the thing as a man, when you have free time from women, you can figure out how to maximize your physical survival. Women, on the other hand, without all of today's modern conveniences, they're done. Their rational mind is telling them that they don't need a man, but their irrational mind is telling them that they actually need one. I can't imagine living like that if I was a woman and single for any extended period of time. This reminds me of my purple pill days back in 2015 while I was still dating. My rational mind was freaking out and seeing the red flags, but my irrational animalistic part was turning all the warnings off for a chance to reproduce. Luckily, my irrational mind felt enough pain to walk away from relationships entirely. But for women as they age, they become more vulnerable physically, so I bet you anything women like Drew Barrymore are starting to freak out about dying alone and not having someone there to dump their negative emotions onto. It's physical survival as well as mental health for many to have a man-panion to abuse. The last thing I want to talk about is Drew's second husband, whom she got a $300,000 settlement from during their divorce. His net worth is now around $6 million, compared to hers of well over $100 million, and she also brought him onto her show recently. I guess she was probably trying to trigger feelings of nostalgia from her fans. I just hope that guy was paid well to be there. I don't really know if he's got $6 million because on his YouTube channel, he's living in a van down by the river and driving across America with his dog. Why would someone with $6 million be doing that unless it's fake or he's trying to stay relevant after the last relevant thing he did was well over 25 years ago? Maybe Drew Barrymore was nice enough to fill his van with gas after taking $300,000 worth of his cash. I guess he got to smash Drew during her best years, and now she can't find a man to marry and be with in her upcoming worst years. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone came here to laugh at Drew's pain so they can feel better about themselves, but it's most likely fake to get people's attention on her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the entitled female celebrities that have teenage children that leave them and go live with their fathers instead away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.